Hello, is Glenda there? Are you there, Glenda? Well, hello and greetings to Christ's blessing call for July 7th, 7-7, 2019. Thanks for being here. I think we're still trying to get the call working correctly. So everybody be patient for a moment and we'll see if we can get everybody on. I think Glenda opened the call and is probably trying to get on right now. So bear with us for just a minute or two. All righty, I'm logged in now. I think Glenda is trying to get with us on the call. So perhaps for the moment, if there's anybody who'd like to offer a blessing or make a comment, share an insight or a revelation, that would be most welcome. Just hit star 6-1 and you'll be in the queue. I see there's a couple people who appear ready to join us. Let me just mention first, we know that at the end of the call last week, there were a couple people who were still holding and hoping to get on. So we're going to try to get everybody on this week. We apologize that we missed a couple of you last week, but thank you so much for being on the call then and now. So let's see, we have a caller from area code 903.
Yes, Tony, it's Stormy.
Hello, hi, is Stormy?
Yes, I thought you would enjoy this. The light you are, the light of a star long since gone, who still travel through space and time. The light and life of a star still shining bright. The light and life of a star still yet to be born. The Trinity of who you are, the Trinity of who you are.
That's beautiful. Yeah, that one's especially nice. Thank you, Stormy. Nice connection with the sky there. Beautiful. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. That's my blessing for the blessing.
That's lovely. Thank you so much.
I just wrote that an hour ago while I'm getting ready for the call.
Wonderful. Well, thank you again. Any other thoughts or any other blessings?
No, that's a pretty good one right there. And the threefold part of we're all stardust, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, it's beautiful the way the universe is all put together. That is the one thing that's truly beautiful and mystical about our current state of science. It has revealed that the basic composition of everything is just like Yeshua says, space and then stardust, and that these particles basically emerge from the background of space, which is the connected wholeness of everything emanating from the unknowable source of creation. So it's amazing what we have already from science and what it helps us to see about ourselves and about our universe. Thank you for that.
If Glenda is listening, Dr. Heather Ann Harder says hello. I talked with her for about 30, 40 minutes yesterday at someone that Glenda knew in the early days.
Oh. And that was
Heather is quite a spiritual leader of herself. There was a time she was people wanted to elect her to be president of the United States. She said her next book would be How Not to Be President, though. She wanted to be independent. She can't do that, and she didn't want to follow the itinerary that they set, and so she she wrote a beautiful book. She's written many, but many were called, few were chosen. And when I met her after I read the book in Hot Springs, Arkansas, she was doing a book signing, I gave her a message. I am one who has called. That got her attention.
Yeah, that's lovely.
And It's another one of my dream visions I've had about being in the right place at the right time to meet somebody and sing a song for her on the corner of Golden Leaves Bookstores. Golden Leaves Bookstore with a golden sunset in my eyes. I'd had this dream several times, and I thought, well, are they going to put me away? Because there's the mental institution I can see a couple of blocks away. You know, but I thought, no, I'm just gonna go fulfill the dream vision and let it happen. And finally, it was the right time and place to sing for Heather after a metaphysical course that she had given the next day all day long on a Saturday. And it was, and then I met her at StarQuest, something that Glenda Green knows about, and she asked, well, what are you doing here? And I says, well, I'm from here. You have to wonder what I was doing there. But I was going to make sure she was going to be our next speaker at StarQuest, and she already was before I could even prayers answered before I can even think of them.
Hmm.
Let's see if we can get another caller on here.
Okay, Stormy, thank you so much for your thoughts and that beautiful poem.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye. And we have a caller from area code 321.
Hey, Tony. It's Scott. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Thank you. I'm very, very, very well. Thank you. Hope you're well.
Yeah, thanks. I had uttered an older friend, a dear older friend, Diana, to the blessing. And so I just wanted to report she's home from the hospital. She had been in a car accident. And she's able to eat some and do a little better. Family gave me a key so I can look in on her. And so just thanks for letting me, add her to the community blessing. And also, man, a few weeks ago you had mentioned something about there would be a problem with Neptune and you might feel a little out of sorts.
Yeah.
And it coincided with an extremely nihilistic mood I was in. Which normally I might recriminate myself a little for, but instead I just kind of took it easy a few days and everything was fine after that. So thanks for the heads up, man. Any kind of simple messages that can be a big help that way is much appreciated, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's kind of like the word that comes to me for that kind of stuff is just like the celestial weather. You know, there's the energy is always turning in different ways. It's nice to have a sense of that sometimes when things seem to be a little bit chaotic. I agree. So I look for that as well. So thank you for mentioning that. It seems to be, you know, because you know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel when things get rough. I think it's helpful to kind of know that we're going to get over a hump. And it's nice to know when there's something beautifully harmonious emerging. Which is interesting because today we have something that's kind of intense. It's kind of a correlation to a couple of weeks ago. Today the moon is trining Pluto almost exactly right during the call. And so that raises our availability to the possibilities of transformation. And so the moon is kind of sextile to the sun. The moon is sun is almost opposite to Pluto. So it's favorable. It's in a favorable position for elevating our inner awareness and illuminating the inner environment for the possibility of transformative experience or for us to be the catalyst for transformation. And also, you know, Saturn continues to be close with Pluto. And so that kind of accentuates the ongoing transformation of our relationship with structure that's been working with us for a long time. But that's heightened right now. And so that has its challenges, but the moon's in a very favorable position right now with that. So, yeah, thanks for mentioning that, Scott.
That was a really big help.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that. And thank you for that blessing about your friend Diana. So we'll definitely keep her on the blessing as she continues to recover. Thank you so much. Okay. Well, let me pick up Joni here really quickly. Thank you, Scott.
Hi, Tony, and thank you again for moderating the call. You always do it with tenderness and insight, and it's greatly appreciated. I had actually two blessings and an astrological question. The first is, I just told up the people in Southern California whose world has been quite literally shaken, and they're feeling aftershocks, apparently an average of one a minute.
Wow.
I'm sure it's pretty challenging to find your firm foundation when the earth beneath your feet is constantly shifting. So we could probably all appreciate that one. So on a lot of different levels. So I'd certainly like to hold them up. And also, you know, just to continue to encourage people to hold Mother Earth in your prayers. I mean, she's apparently has a lot to say these days. And I continue to be amazed at her tolerance of how much abuse she puts up with from us and her graciousness, so that she has all the resources that she needs and the opportunities to do God's will, you know, because she's certainly a major part of creation. And the astrological question is, having just gone through the eclipse, I've heard many mention that what happens during the first couple of weeks after the eclipse will, in this particular case, have some significance of what happens in a more amplified way in January, February. And I'm wondering if you can comment on that, either expanding on it, agreeing with it, disagreeing with it, or whatever.
You know, that's really interesting, because I've heard that. And I've observed it to a small degree. Some people who really pay attention to eclipses really point to this and say the effect of a particular eclipse can have a long-lasting effect. It's always strong, at least until the next set of eclipses. But it's kind of a marker in time, and so an activation point. And thinking of the eclipse that happened almost 2 years ago, the one that went right across the United States, that one had a very strong impact. It's still resonating. There's been something people who report that there's been a global increase in people going to places where you can watch the sky, like for sky-oriented tourism has risen dramatically since that time. So it's interesting. Yeah, I think there is something to it. And what's going to happen in January is the exact alignment of Pluto and Saturn. And that, I sense, is a big deal. It's relating to the transformation of our relationship with structure, the way structure, our relationship with structure, something Yeshua points to all the time, that we're ultimately developing a new understanding and a new relationship with the way that we are, the way our consciousness works in relationship to structure. So that, it's challenging, but it seems very exciting that that's with us. And I think we can see a lot of signs of that working. You know, and the other thing too, Joni, is I appreciate you mentioning this, because like with natural health, consciousness, certainly, but the sky, certainly. These are all things that come to us in all sorts of impressions. And some of us, like I watch the sky all the time, so I'm more attuned to it. But everybody has a sense of what's important. Everybody has a connection to the earth and sky. And so, you know, what I try to do and what I'm interested in doing is encouraging everybody just to get a sense of, you know, like you did today, sensing what the you know, the resonance of this eclipse, that is really wonderful. I think if we all just kind of sense that weather, that celestial weather going on, and trust our intuition, listen to what our hearts tell us about the connection is, what's the significance, watch for synchronicities, because that helps to reveal the meaning of it. And then just share the observation. Hey, I noticed this connection. I noticed that connection. We'll all become more and more conversant with it. You know, it seems to me that there's a language of the sky that's built into us. And Yeshua has talked to Glenda about the language of creation. And I think that that's, that they're basically the same. And that's a language that we're all learning to speak. And the more we pay attention to how that strikes us intuitively and share it, that improves how conversant we are with that language, and how well we can use it, how well we participate in, how consciously we participate in creation. Thank you for that observation.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
You bet. Do you have any other thoughts? I have to look. Glenda's trying to dial in. I've got to search here for a minute and try to find her, in here. So if you have any other thoughts, go right ahead.
Well, I've just been concentrating a lot on the earth and trying to pick up the communication that comes through the earth. And all, you know, often it does come through things like earthquakes and volcanoes and, you know, the release of anger. You know, the fiery energy being released, you know, and is that to be used for unification, you know, the motivation, kind of the Mars energy of unifying and giving us a motivation to change those things that we see as being detrimental to the community of humans and all the other species. Or, you know, is it simply just mirroring, you know, the tremendous anger and division that's occurring, particularly in this country, but also in other countries around the world? You know, anger is it's a challenging emotion to use in a constructive fashion, you know, and so, you know, talking and thinking about that And right now with the way, you know, the United States is, the way the UK is, and I could go on and on with so many other countries in the world where there is a tremendous division and the, you know, what comes out so predominantly is the hatred and the intolerance and, you know, what will it take for us to create that bridge that unifies, you know, the two sides of you know, almost any issue and certainly the peoples. Because as Yeshua has said over and over again, I mean, we need to get to a point of unity and love and tolerance. We're all unique. We all have different perspectives. That's the point. You know, but how do you handle those different perspectives, and how do you see it as something that enriches your life, opens you up, as opposed to something that is fearful and threatening and necessitates this kind of warrior response of hatred and violence and elimination, and inevitably goes into the blame game.
Hello? Yeah. Oh, thank you, Joni. Hey, we've got Glenda on here with us now.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Thank you, Glenda.
Hi. I had to drive. Am I on?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, great. I had to drive 10 miles to find a signal. So, that's what I was doing, but I was enjoying everything that, Stormy and Joni had to say, and, it's all just a miracle of life, really. One thing I do want to say, to soften the comments that were made about the earthquake. Of course, these things are frightening. And the damage they do is a tragedy. But I really personally do not interpret this as the Earth's anger. If you look at the history of our Earth, this is just a hiccup compared to the fact that she gets wild cases of indigestion sometimes, and it all results in the creation of new life. And it's really our job to work with the universe. We are given a certain amount of stewardship over it, but only our heavenly creator actually controls it. And so the real secret to being in the right place at the right time to avert hardship and tragedy is to have a closer relationship to the one who controls it all, to who gets us into the place of heart and mind we need to be in, and into the geographical location we need to be in for the service work that we are called to do. So I want to apologize for this traffic rolling by me, but it's the only place I could get a signal. So I just want to say to you how grateful I am that your patience and love and dedication bears up to all the problems and all the significant events that our life goes through. I have one important announcement that I need to make, and then I'm going to turn it over to Tony, because, Tony, I'm going to need to drive home in order to conduct the blessing. It's okay. Just not safe to be out here on beside the highway. I just wanted to get out to where I could talk and say hello and let you know I'm fine. All of this will be fixed by next weekend. We're getting a new business phone system installed because these signals down here are just, they're just, talk about compliance. They're not compliant with our needs. So we're going to get what is compliant with our needs. And we will solve the problem. And it's probably a good thing that all things converged to postpone the beginning of our webinar next weekend. It was planned for today to start at 5 o'clock Central. I was all ready, and then I began to get a barrage of emails from people. I want to do the seminar, but I'm still on vacation. Are you going to do it again a later time? And I began to think, no, I won't do it again a later time. The only way we can make this work is just to postpone it 1 week to give everybody a chance to get home from vacation. And I also got emails from people enrolled in the seminar saying, well, I want to do it, but I'll be listening to recordings because I'm still traveling. I thought, okay, that's it. We're starting next week. You combine that with this telephone situation, and there's a very good reason that we're going to start it next Sunday. So I'll manage one way or the other to be on the call to let anyone who shows up and didn't get the announcement to be here and know they haven't been abandoned. But that is the state of the union right now, of our union as students and teacher. So we will make our miracle happen. And I think all of this, in a way, really was a miracle to help move us into the right time and place. One of the things that we're going to talk about in our webinar is being in the right time and the right place for your miracle to happen. Most of us have drifted a little bit off of our timeline, trying to find something that works. I know I've done it more than once in my life. Sometimes we have drifted a little bit off of our friend line, trying to find something that works. Or we've relocated and been off of our time-space line to try to be available for opportunities. I've done that too. Don't we all? It's human. But being really sensitive to the timeline, friend line, family line that is implanted from the beginning of time in the little acorn that we all are is a very key element to finding our own miracle. I have so much new information from Yeshua to tell you about how our DNA is constructed to take us to the right time and space for everything we need to do, as well as to avert hardship and tragedy and terrible events that could otherwise befall us. So I'm going to turn the phone back to Tony. I want to apologize to Nancy and Jerome. Last week I wasn't on the call. I couldn't see your name. And we had so many people making requests. But you received the blessing anyway, because all of you who are familiars to me on our blessing call are on my permanent list every day when I offer the blessing every day. So, Tony, take over. And okay. I'm going to drive back so that I can be, I'll still be listening. I can listen no matter what. So I want to be there so that I can conduct the blessing. But you get Okey-doke. It started, okay?
You bet. Okay, thanks, Glenda.
Yeah, bye-bye.
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 Bye. Thank you, everybody, for, thank you, Glenda, for calling and updating us about the webinar. I know everybody who's on the call who's ever been a participant in any of these webinars know what a tremendous blessing they are. The transmissions and the energy that we get from the experience is something that's wonderful just unto itself. So the inner connections that happen are wonderful. But increasingly, the quality and the participation, the vibration of the community experience on these webinars is something which has just really been wonderful. And it's something that, especially if you get the time to participate also in the jam session calls. And so now we're going to have three class sections starting next Sunday for this. So being on those calls live is usually wonderful. But even if you only listen to the recording, and then you can get on the jam session calls, the discussion, the interaction, the creative process, and just the energy that's present with those calls is really quite an experience. Often very joyful, but also miraculous. So we know the nature of these blessing calls is miraculous. Well, the webinars have their own special quality of that. It's more creative, more engaging, more of that dialogue that Yeshua is helping us to understand. That is the truly creative presence and activity of our living universe and of our Creator. So. Thank you all for being here today. We have a couple more callers. I want to get a chance, hopefully, to let them make a comment or ask for a blessing. We have someone from area code 415.
Oh, hello, Tony. This is Stephen Adler. And I just hi, how are you? I'm glad to be on here again. And I just wanted to ask for a blessing for my good friend Meredith. She just had her third surgery, reconstructive surgery on her wrist and arm. And I just am asking for one thing for her, for speedy recovery. And then also my girlfriend recently badly sprained her ankle, so I'm just asking, Rebecca is her name, and so I'm just asking for a blessing for Rebecca for a speedy recovery for ankle. And then just me personally, my lower back. I've just been battling with lower back issues for a long, long time. So would love a blessing for my lower back. And yeah, and that's it for now. So thank you.
You bet. Hey, just a quick comment. When I've gone back and listened to many of the webinars, and you participated in many of them. And your comments and your questions, your participation in those webinars is often something that really adds a wonderful bit of insight and really adds to the dialogue. So thank you so much for being on this blessing call, but also for your continuing presence and participation in Glenda's webinars, because it's really it's nice connecting with you in any fashion, even on the recordings. So thank you very much for your participation in all of that.
Wow, thank you. Thank you for saying that. And, yeah, you're welcome, and it's my pleasure for sure, so thanks.
You bet. Thanks. Thank you again. All right, thanks, Steve. And we've got Nancy. Let me see if I can get Nancy.
Hi, Tony. How are you doing this afternoon? Things are a little bit rocky, aren't they? But I had a good experience today, and I wanted to share a gift from a person. You know, we talk about what are we supposed to do with all of these external experiences that are so challenging. Well, today I attended a memorial service for Dr. Wendell Bean, and he was a natural healer. He receives and radiates grace every place he went, and he still is, I believe. But he wrote a beautiful mantra, and this is the way he lived my life. And I try to live my life this way, but he lived his life this way as well. And it's just four short little sentences. He says, there is only one life in my body. There is only light in my life. There is only spirit in my light. There is only love in my spirit. And so it is, and so he was. And I just kind of wanted to celebrate his life a little bit with the other blessing givers, because we forget there are all these wonderful people that
Nancy.
We've never heard of. Are
beautiful.
Always healing and bringing in that beautiful grace of spirit. And that's all I wanted to say, Tony.
Well, God, thank you so much. And I have been so struck by something you just gave us with that little prayer. And it sounds very poetic, too. It's full of beautiful connections, and the way it's presented and the way you shared it was just beautiful. I find so much helpful resonance in any place that we see the connection between light, life, and love. And of course, Yeshua gives it to us continually, and certainly in Love Without End and the Keys of Yeshua. But I encountered that to an even deeper level going through the minister training for Spirit of Search, and now you bring that. I think that it's such an amazing connection. It's so uplifting, and it gives us a glimpse into something that is really our true nature. And the thing that really struck me about it that's evident also in this blessing today that you just shared is that this was the word when it came to me through the training, is the congruity of light, life, and love.
Yeah.
So wherever we behold light, we're beholding God's life and God's love, and conversely with life and love. Mm-hmm. And so it gives us more of a sense of the immediacy and the presence and the experiential quality of these things. Yes, they're mysterious and mystical, but they're also immediate and practical. So thank you so much for...
Thank you, Tony. And as I think about it, I think when we say, what can I do about all these things that are going on in the earth? And you can radiate light. You can radiate love. You can radiate that divine spirit through you and out from you, and we can all do that, and we can do it not just during the Christ blessing, but all through the day as we think about it, we can do that. And if enough of us do it, as Love Without End says, then we will transform the earth. So
yeah, that is very very lovely, Nancy. Thank you so much for those thoughts, and that's another beautiful blessing you just gave us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony. I so appreciate everything you do, and of course, we all appreciate Glenda's love and commitment and all the loving energy she sends into the world. It's amazing. So thank you.
It truly is. Thank you, and I echo that. We're all blessed to have a heart level connection with this work and with Glenda's presence for sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye bye. Now we have looks like a call from Eleanor. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello. Hi, Tony. Yes. This is Ellie Payson from Michigan.
Okay. Hi.
I want to second Nancy's thoughts about your very graceful facilitation in doing the calls when Glenda can't, and also your astrological beautiful sort of input. I want to mention that I went to a retreat at Cynthia Hartbutton's sanctuary for the white buffalo. She's the caretaker of the white buffalo, and I met her at one of Glenda's blessing givers retreats in Sedona once, and that's how I happened to know her. And she wanted to convey to Glenda her love and blessings, and I took an astrological retreat down there. So it was just a really wonderful time and a beautiful. She's in Ohio now, so. I want to convey that and also ask for a blessing for myself, for my, Stephen Adler, when you think of this, for my lower back and tailbone hip issues. So I would very much appreciate blessings for that. So thank you.
Indeed. You bet. Yeah. Thank you so much for the thoughts and for conveying that connection with, you said it was Cynthia.
Yeah.
Who's you bet. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. It looks like that is covering us all. Now, Glenda DeMaris is back home, and she is listening with us right now. But her phone connection is a little shaky. So she wanted to do the announcement that she did about our webinar starting next weekend, not this weekend. So she drove 10 miles to do that. Now she's to do the blessing. And so I'll get us started today. So for all of us who are asking for a blessing, all of them who called in, we have that all together now in our consciousness. And there's so many of us, those who are receiving the blessing and also certainly also all of us who are sending the blessing. I just want to mention really quickly, there are a couple blessings in my family. My wife's sister, my sister-in-law, Lori, she's recovering really beautifully, continues to recover from a really serious case of cancer. And then she's kind of reinvigorating her healing process, and it's working well. So we've done blessings for her many times. We want to continue to send the blessing for her. And she and my wife's mother, my mother-in-law, are taking a little trip. So a blessing for their journey. And our middle child, Chelsea, is getting ready to get married. And so I want to send a blessing of love to surround her and support her in the preparations for her wedding, which is happening in October. And my wife's trying to provide as much help and support as she can. And so a love and blessing for Chelsea and Josh and for their life together and pulling this wedding off with as much joy and grace as possible. So now let's all just connect, knowing that we're already connected, with our breath, knowing that all breath is connected, knowing that breath connects every moment, every experience in our individual lives. And that same breath connects us with all life, with all intelligence. And the breath that is eternally present in each of us and with our brother Yeshua is all one beautiful connectedness. Let us breathe and feel that great, beautiful, joy-filled life. So it is in that connectedness and that presence where we hold mindfully our blessings, our heartfelt prayers. And as we get ready to receive the blessing, realize that flowing with the breath and letting go of any thinking is a way to put us in a place that makes us most receptive to that life, the connectedness of that life, and the connectedness of God's presence and the connectedness of our brother Yeshua. And so, dear brother Yeshua, thank you for being with us always. You told us you would be with us always, and that promise echoes through our very being to this place we are right today, together, here. May we simply sense our own life and your presence with that life. May we realize that your blessing is always here with us. And that the strength, the fullness, and the blessing of our lives, each of us, and all of our lives together, is something that is growing and becoming more filled with light and more with love with every breath. And now, together with Glenda and with all the blessing givers, we will conduct our blessing, the Christ blessing. Amen. Christ's blessing has been sent and is flowing to you now. Take at least 7 minutes to be one with your breath, one with your life, one with the blessing, and just be there in a receptive mode for at least 7 minutes. Thank you so much, and I look forward to being here with you and with Glenda Green next Sunday. Take care and have a wonderful week.